Good morning, Symphony Church. We are continuing right along in the book of John, and we will be reading through John 15 today. John 15. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you may bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. For all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you so that you will love one another. If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love you as its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will also keep yours. But all these things they will do to you on account of my name, because they do not know him who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not have been guilty of sin, but now they have no excuse for their sin. Whoever hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works that no one else did, they would not be guilty of sin, but now they have seen and hated both me and my Father. But the word that is written in their law must be fulfilled. They hated me without a cause. But when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. And you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. Amen. All right, so here we find Jesus in the middle of his final exhortation to his disciples before his impending arrest and crucifixion. Jesus knows that his time with the disciples, who were his followers and also his friends, that it was running short. And so he makes sure he's equipping them with the wisdom that they'll need. And in our passage, he shares this key truth that we must abide in him. And this is likely a familiar verse for some of you, but if you stop and think about it, abiding in Jesus isn't a super intuitive command, is it? After all, if I told you to abide in me, which, by the way, I would never actually say, how would you interpret that? What steps would you decide to take in order to abide in me? Well, Jesus illustrates this command to abide in him by sharing the example of a vine and its branches. The branches of the vine abide in the vine. They are part of the vine. They are nurtured by the vine. They are held up by the vine. They belong to the vine. And because of this relationship the branch has with the vine, it can fulfill all that it's called to do. It grows. It enjoys drawing from the vine. It bears much fruit. And so, just as the branch depends on the vine, we are to depend on Jesus. Even more than that, we are to understand our relationship with Jesus as us being wholly dependent on him. If a branch cuts itself off from the vine that it belongs to, no matter for how short a time, it begins to wither and lose life. do we see our relationship with Jesus to the same degree? That we are completely, wholly dependent on him. That cutting ourselves off from him, even for a moment, causes us to wither. I think sometimes, oftentimes, we find ourselves approaching this call to abide in the opposite way. We start with abiding a little bit, you know, just on Sundays, just once or twice a week. Then, as we grow in our faith, we abide more during family group, during microchurch, during conversations with friends, a few times a week when we open up our Bibles and we pray. And the more we abide, the better we are. That's how we think of it. But just as it would be silly for a branch to say, I'll start off by abiding in the vine a day or two at a time, then build up to abiding all the time. Or for it to say, I don't think it's the right season for me to abide. I want to work on myself first. I want to get some other things done, then I'll abide in the vine. It would be silly for us to consider abiding as anything other than our default state. And so, dear brother, dear sister, are you abiding in Jesus right now? Are you being nurtured by him? Are you being held up by him? Do you belong to him? Jesus tells us that the recipe to abiding in him requires just two things: to abide in his love and to love one another as he has loved us. Love is at the center of abiding. And so if you want to check whether you're abiding in him, simply ask yourself, do I feel love right now? Do I feel the love of Christ flowing into me? Do I feel love for others flowing out of me? My hope for us today is that we can abide in love, just as the branch receives from the vine and bears fruit from what it receives. Let us receive Christ's love and bear fruit in kind by loving the people around us. Let's pray. Lord, would you help us to abide in you, not just occasionally, not even just often, but I pray that we're continually abiding in you, constantly drawing from you and depending on you and relying on you. And Lord, I pray that that reliance isn't just a head knowledge, but it's us understanding and intimately living in your love. Lord, may we feel your love today, and may that love transform our hearts to love the same way. To love others sacrificially, to love others unconditionally. May we learn from you and may we receive from you in order for us to do all that you've called us to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.